The word freedom echoed eerily through largely empty streets of Ottawa's downtown core adjacent to Parliament Hill this past weekend. While glass and metal monoliths of capitalism presided impassively above the drama unfolding below. But what does it really mean? There has been a considerable amount of debate about the word freedom and its use over the past 2 years during the pandemic and its restrictions, and rightly so. Words hold power, and no word holds more power than freedom. If defined as a legal concept, it becomes challenging to frame due to the changing political landscape and the ever-increasing authority of our governments. If defined as a state of being, who then determines the criteria for each individual and what that means to them? Can it be defined as the ability to freely move about society, free from condemnation and economic reprisals, both legal and social, for individuals making choices concerning their own bodies? Is freedom only for the moral majority, or is it for all? Can it be framed by the ability to feel safe and protected, both for oneself and one's vulnerable loved ones? Participants in the Freedom Convoy that occupied Ottawa and held protests at other locations made many statements about what freedom means to them, but by Saturday morning they had all but left Parliament Hill, and the rallying cry of freedom rising from the thousands of protesters who remained may have meant something entirely different. I spoke with many individuals from varying social, economic, and ethnic backgrounds from across Canada who all shared tales of loss, hardship, and sacrifice. Their personal perception of the loss of freedom meant something very different to each and every one of them, but all shared a profound sense of sadness for a divide that has grown between Canadians, which many felt had been fostered by their political representatives and public health officials. The sentiments of love and understanding for the police officers across the line from the protesters were common, and the tears in the eyes of some of those officers were undeniable and not caused by wisps of pepper spray blowing back at them on the icy, biting winds. The tone changed as the push continued, and by the evening the operation was complete. Parliament Hill and the surrounding area had been cleared, gated, and guarded, and the streets were all but empty. By the morning, the only remnants of the truckers and protesters were the occasional destroyed tent, discarded sign, and the outlines of accumulated snow that had surrounded the trucks and trailers. What remained was a sizable police presence guarding gates, checkpoints, and barricades throughout the city, and an ominous sense of what may yet unfold. I left our nation's capital wondering what all this meant for Canada and freedom moving forward, and there doesn't seem to be a definitive answer from any sources, but one thing is clear to me. Any solutions or answers must be tempered with compassion, empathy, and kindness, with a focus on unity and healing the divide, if we are ever to agree on what freedom is meant to be for all. Adam Fenton, a proud Canadian North Bay.